This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's something I want, I'll grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to bless the seeds I'm sown.
Mr. Doug Steffen is on the air with the American Family Farmer Program. How do you do? Happy New Year. First program of the new year. Focusing continually or continuously. I have to check with my daughter, the English professor, as to whether it's continually or continuously. But here we are every week at this time going through items of interest and import for family farmers. This program is not for big ag. As a matter of fact, it's the antithesis. If you're new to the program, we're not about big ag. We don't have big ag sponsors. We have a focus on the small family farmer and what needs to be done to help out your situation. That's what the Idea Bank is all about here. And I start out with some of the news affecting small farmers. What bigger news could there be than finding out how at the toward the end of the year the folks at Farm Aid announcing they have distributed nearly $1.2 million in grant funding as a result of the Farm Aid performances. They prioritize grant proposals from different organizations. They look at how to facilitate farmer-led solutions to various problems which are a focus in our country. That's what the Farm Aid Festival is all about. Organizations that support family farmers, advance equality and that sort of thing. There is a need for us to change the farm and food system in America. And that's really what they want to do with the money from Farm Aid. Help the small farmers who are trying to do their best. Because Willie Nelson says it really well. The real power of Farm Aid's grants is in the network of change makers they knit together in rural areas across our country. These people are working to build an equitable and sustainable farm and food system for everybody. So good for them. They about $100,000 more this year than last year in aid for those who applied to Farm Aid for that help. The next item of interest here is a focus on a father and son team that have a farm in Wilson County, Tennessee. Their farm is right in the middle of a bypass proposed by the state. They have owned this farm since the family has owned the farm since 1789. There is a proposal to alleviate traffic around Mount Juliet in Wilson County, Tennessee. There are no roads anywhere, says the owner of the farm, Mr. Ligon. The land has been farmed since the 16th century, so why do we need to have, there aren't even any Indian paths, no trails. So why here? Why not someplace else, either up the road or down the road? The possibility of a bypass. How many people have, I would ask this question of all of you listening right now. How many of you have been the focus of eminent domain proceedings? People want to take the highways all over the country. They took lots and lots of fields, lots and lots of farmland to build up the highway system. And farmers have adapted. They've, you know, once you drive all through from New York State all across the country, you, on both sides of the highway, whether it's 80, 90, 40, 10, wherever you go, farms on both sides. So I get what they're saying. I get that they don't want to do it, but I also get that they probably would survive. But I kind of am with them. There ought to be a different place to put this, so they don't have to break up the farm. That's kind of, I think that's where we're going with that. So let's see what happens. Here's a tractor problem. A fire at the Statz Brothers farm outside of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Tractor likely the source. Let's see. This is a farm out on County Highway 50. Fire reported there in a storage shed. Crews from 11 different towns and EMS folks from four different communities on the scene for 8 hours trying to put out the fire. Everything, they had to bring in water. This is the trouble when you're out in the suburban areas. You got to haul in water from other locations because sometimes the farms don't have ponds big enough. You got to get water to put the fire out. Anyway, there were cows housed in a building near the shed, had to be evacuated. The tractor that was parked in there before the fire caught fire in the wee hours of the morning on Saturday. Imagine waking up to that on Christmas morning. Anyway, the buildings all, the fire went from building to building, destroyed most of the buildings, but didn't destroy any cows. So I guess that's good news. Speaking of cows, this is something that I've been on and will continue to be on, the problems with fake milk and synthetic alternatives and how that's affecting the dairy business in our country. There are 40,000 dairy farms in the United States right now. Used to be 650,000. One of the problems is Big Ag, but they also, Big Ag is embracing some of the things that's made by companies like Perfect Day Foods. They're creating synthetic milk alternatives, and they're using proteins found in milk, but they're not using cows. They're producing milk in a laboratory. So how do you counter that? They promote it as gluten-free, cholesterol-free, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, but it's still, I maintain strongly that it's not milk if it doesn't come from a mammary gland. That's it. So, you know, they're making a big deal. Perfect Day milk, animal-free. I can't imagine I can see that it would be or could be good for some people who have a lactose problem. And the way you fix your lactose problem, though, isn't by drinking this stuff. It's go out and find raw milk. You won't have a lactose problem if you find raw milk. That's 100% sure. I know that, having been somebody who produced and sold raw milk on his farm for years and years. I grew up on raw milk. And I think that that is why I have an intolerance. I take these lactose capsules whenever I have conventional ice cream that isn't made from raw milk, because that's the only way I can get through it. And I love ice cream too much. So, at any rate, here we are with a focus on what's coming up next. We're going to meet Dr. Talia Young of Fishadelphia. Fishadelphia connecting communities with high-quality fresh seafood from regional harvesters and processors. It's really an interesting thing. I like talking about fishing from time to time. A lot of people haven't come around to realize yet that fishing is an important part of agriculture. So that's coming up next here on the American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen. Right now, a reminder to those of you who are business people, you are a small business person by definition, as you are a farmer, that's a small business. This program appeals to the small farmers and the small farms. So here's an announcement from a company that is out there trying to help people who have five or more employees that stayed open during COVID, that's 2020-2021, and now are entitled to $26,000 per employee. Go to this website, covidpayment.com, covidpayment.com, $26,000. Yep, you heard the correct number. Up to $26,000 per employee is what you can get by answering a few simple questions. People say, oh, no, it's never as simple as you say it is. Well, in this case, it kind of is. The accounting experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. This is a government program, and it came from the CARES Act. covidpayment.com. They'll take a percentage of the funds they get for you after they do the work. So, let's get at it. If you have a farm, small family farm, go to covidpayment.com and help yourself to this $26,000 payment per employee. Once again, the place to go is covidpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So, rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So greasy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Stack the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. Can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we introduce you to Dr. Talia Young, who's the founder and program director of Fishadelphia, which is a school-based community seafood program. Obviously, it's in Philadelphia. You have a degree in ecology and evolution from Rutgers. So tell us about that. Let's start with that, Dr. Young, the PhD in ecology and evolution. But when my daughter got her PhD, she said to me, Dad, I'm going to teach. I said, okay, that's good. I knew what she was going to teach him. But a lot of people say, well, what do you do with a degree like a PhD in ecology and evolution? So you're going to tell us what you do, Dr. Young.
Well, in this case, it turns out that I'm running a community seafood program. And I think an important thing to know is that before I got my degree, I was a high school teacher. And so in some ways, the things that I'm doing now are a combination of all those things. So I ended up going to school to study fish, but I was still really interested in working with young people.
And what made you? So I was a high school teacher, too, for 4 years. It was a great experience. I loved the experience. And it did push me to do other things. I mean, I was doing other things. I was working the radio at the time, but it got me to think that there are more things to learn, and it sounds like that's your experience too.
Indeed. I mean, I loved teaching, and I also wanted to be able to do other things, and so in some ways Fishadelphia is like the perfect combination of getting to think about other things and also getting to work with young people.
Yeah. Well, you got to teach people about food, where it comes from, that sort of thing. I wouldn't have thought this sort of program would have legs, so that's one of the reasons the intrigue that we had with this was, how does this all work? How does it fit together? And what ideas can we get from you there that could perhaps expand into other parts of the country? So we'll dig right into this. Dr. Talia Young is with us on this week's American Family Farmer, which you can get every week, the podcast, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We'll be right back.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Back into our focus on fish, the Fishadelphia, the community-based seafood program that is in Philadelphia with teacher and activist Dr. Talia Young. Is here. She runs the program. So where do you get the fish? I guess that's is Philadelphia a big seafood port?
Well, it turns out Philadelphia is an hour from the Jersey Shore, and New Jersey has one of the most diverse and productive fisheries on the East Coast. And so we buy our fish directly from docks and harvesters and shellfish farmers who work on the Jersey Shore. And we're incredibly lucky to work with so many awesome harvesters.
Well, I think the thing that would intrigue people, I think a lot of folks in agriculture don't realize how important fishing has become. If you talk to anybody in any of the big farm banks, about a third of their portfolio these days is invested in seafood, whether they own boats or whether they're loaning people to hire folks to work in that area. So it has become, and maybe partially that's true because our society is pushed away from beef and seems to be more interested in eating fish. And I guess I always wondered, now when it came to the surface, Dr. Young, why it was that we consider raising beef or we consider lamb or any other meat, raising that as an agricultural product. So why isn't it natural that fish be as well?
I think one of the things that's really interesting to me about fish is how it's a really interesting cultural connector between people who might be coming from different places. And that's part of how I got involved in this project. I tell this story about being at a conference and it was like a local seafood conference and somebody got up and said, Americans only know how to eat cod and salmon fillets and we need to teach them how to eat other kinds of fish. And I was like, I think you maybe aren't talking to the right Americans.
Yeah, that could be.
And I wanted to see if it would be possible. Like, what happens if we connect diverse seafood eaters with local seafood? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And does that have the potential to provide new markets for new domestic local markets for local harvesters and also provide seafood for fresh access to fresh local seafood for people who might not otherwise have it.
Well, a lot of people who eat fast food think that fish comes in a square like you get at McDonald's. I mean, how ridiculous is that? When's the last time you saw a square of fish? But yet there you see how processed it is, and that's not seafood as far as I'm concerned. It's just junk food. But there are plenty of places to get really good seafood, and the array is vast. You can look around at any, you know, any good grocery store has lots of seafood. Do we have enough, though? There are some people who are talking about the fishermen, i.e. farmers of the sea, are running out of places to go because we've so overfished. Is that true in that area off the Jersey coast?
I think that it varies a lot depending on where you are and what species you're fishing for. And I think that we live in a place where we have a pretty good scientific understanding of the fish, as good as we can, given that fish are in the water and you can't see them.
Yeah, right.
We have a lot of science to try to tell us how many fish there are, and that allows us to try to make decent estimates about how many fish we can take out and still have fish in the future.
Mm-hmm. What types of seafood, you know, we talk about, in where I am, there's a lot of shellfish, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I want to explore the kinds of seafood that are there and whether it's all, you know, are you just using local seafood or are you bringing stuff up from Florida, let's say, or Maine or out in, you know, the salmon that comes from the Northwest. Let's talk about that as we continue to focus on seafood and how much a part of agriculture it is and needs to be in our consideration as we, this is a, kind of a first for us here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Talia Young.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House voted Wednesday to adjourn last night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Republican frontrunner for Speaker of the House position, Kevin McCarthy, said he wanted more time to negotiate after six rounds of voting on the speakership resulted in no winner. Voting will resume at 12 noon Eastern today. Former NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen announced this morning the most important way to deter China from attacking Taiwan is to ensure a Ukrainian victory in the war against the invading soldiers from Russia. It's the first time a NATO chief has made an official visit to Taiwan, highlighting the concern in Europe over China's aggression in the Asia-Pacific. A strong atmospheric river storm associated with a bomb cyclone is producing heavy rains, damaging winds, and a significant amount of mountain snowfall in California. It's the latest storm in a series of storms expected in the coming weeks. Lance Fry, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up, pull the banker downtown.
All right, second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Talia Young, in charge of something called Fishadelphia, which is a focus on fish, promoting the connection people need to have with eating fish, that sort of thing. I was asking you about the types of seafood that are available. Is this a membership group? Is this sort of like a community group that you're trying to expand, or is everybody able to take advantage of this promotion that you're running?
So definitely anyone can take advantage of it, and many people subscribe in advance. So in some ways it's like a community-supported agriculture or CSA program, but other people order week to week depending on what we have. So, and it's open to anyone who wants to participate.
See, around here, what we're doing is finding more and more people are getting home delivery. I have a great friend who gets fresh seafood from the coast of Maine. Some of it is local. Some of it comes from down south. But every Thursday it gets delivered, and oftentimes she invites me over for dinner because she knows I like fish. I don't eat meat, so I have to depend on seafood, and there is some of it that really is quite good. So anyway, The fact that Philadelphia is sort of the first place this has taken place, now that you've got your feet wet, so to speak, how many other people are paying attention to this around the country? That's one of the reasons I had you here, because I want people to hear the story so that they can get involved in it as well. So where are people looking, noticing this?
Well, I think there, in some ways this was based on really amazing programs that were developed first elsewhere. There's a robust network of community-supported fisheries around the country. The first one started in Maine in 2007. And then there are other great ones in North Carolina, in Oregon, in New England. Ours is the first that works specifically with young people to run the program and also specifically targets diverse populations, in part because I think that diverse populations have really robust relationships to seafood, and that's part of what makes our program successful, that it enables us to sell more different kinds of fish and seafood. And, like, we sell a lot of whole fish, which I think a lot of other programs don't, because we're selling to people to communities who know how to handle whole fish, for example.
So you mean they become processors, they take it from you and they have to process the fish. The fish is not processed, as a lot of the fish gets processed on the boats these days, depending on where it's going. So if I hear you correctly, that's not the case with all the fish that you're bringing in there and distributing?
So in some cases we sell fillets to people who want fillets, and in many cases we sell whole fish to people who prefer to cook their fish whole.
Mm-hmm. And so let's go back to the youth aspect of this. Are the young people working on this? Are they learning about it? Because most of the kids that I know, especially even if they live in a rural area or a suburban area like I do, they don't know anything about fish. The parents don't, you know, they eat meat, and they think that the yummy food is a hamburger. They've never tasted a good fish sandwich. You know, nothing better for me anyway. I love a fish sandwich with onion and lettuce and tomato, a little pickle on it. I want one right now.
I think our students vary a lot. I think many of our students, so we run an after-school program at two schools, and many of our students are involved because they want to learn how to run a business, but many of them are involved because their families eat a lot of seafood. We have one student whose family, she says, yeah, we eat a lot of seafood. I think we probably eat it 5 out of 7 nights on a given week. And I was like, this is why you're in our program.
Right.
And she also manages, she runs, we have a WeChat group. WeChat is a social media platform used in China. And so her mom and all of her mom's friends are on the WeChat group, and then she sells fish to all of her mom's friends through the WeChat. And they all also eat a ton of seafood. So I think it's variable. And then we have other students who don't eat that much seafood, and they've eaten a lot more since they've been involved in our project.
Yeah, and the website, by the way, for you who are listening and want to get some in-depth, go down into the weeds, it's fishapedia.com, F-I-S-H-A, is that right? Am I spelling it right? P-E-D-I-A.
Fishadelphia.
No, excuse me, I think we did that wrong, yeah. Fishadelphia.com. Hello, duh. All right. So when you talk about bringing people in, learning business tactics in addition to the fish, but this is a great lesson for youngsters. And I wonder, because there's a lot of racial diversity in Philadelphia. How's that play into? There's a lot of talk these days about racial diversity and opportunity and stuff. So how does that play into this whole landscape?
That feels like a really important part of what we're doing, in part because that's who we're trying to sell fish to, right? And those are the communities that we're working in. And one of the things I think, so the students help to run the business, but they also sell fish to their communities that we wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, and I think the docs probably wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, and that is part of what makes our program successful.
Mm-hmm. Do you do different seasons? Like, the website invites people to sign up for shares. Man, I wish this was around here. I'd just sign up for this thing myself. You get people to sign up, and are there different, the fish, some fish is available sometimes of the year and others not? Is that basically, so you do kind of like a CSA, when people pick up the vegetables and stuff, they don't get the same vegetables every week because there are different vegetables depending on the time of the season. Is it the same with the fish?
It's similar, but also, I think, different. So at least here, you know, there's a vegetable season that is primarily in the warm, you know, it's primarily in summer and fall, and then there isn't
right.
that much in the cold months. Whereas with fish, there's fish available year-round. Sometimes it's different species, and what's available is determined partly by the ecology of the species, like some fish go offshore or come closer in different seasons, but also by the regulations, like what is allowed to be taken at different times of year.
Mm-hmm.
But the upshot is that there is seafood available year-round, which is different from ag.
But do you have CSAs that people can sign up for so they get it?
Yeah.
Is it like a CSA? Yeah.
It is like a CSA. It's a biweekly. So people sign up in advance if they want to, and they get fish every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a system where people host a cooler on their porch, and then their neighbors can come pick up the fish at their location. Because people used to come to the schools to pick up fish, but schools are closed right now, so now we've
right.
developed a system that's based basically on neighbors hosting fish pickups.
I want to know how much you teach them about life as a fish when we continue here. And also, what I do want to know is this business of the playlist that you have on your website. What's that aimed at doing? You had some interesting music there, but how does that play into what you're doing at Fishadelphia? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as they say, let me remind people listening to this program about the import of keeping your nose clean. How many of you have heard the story? We all know what's going on now. The virus is changing. It's mutating. You may have to get 3 shots instead of 2. You may have to wear 2 masks instead of 1 and all of that stuff. Well, you know, your body is much better protected if the 2 areas of your body where most of this stuff comes in are clean. Most notably, your nose, because that's the biggest orifice where things come into your body that you would like to perhaps not have come into your body, like dangerous germs, viruses, allergens, that sort of thing. There's a pioneering suction fix that goes along with Navage, the nasal care system that I've been talking about now for about 3 or 4 months. It really is fabulous because it's all natural. That's why I get so excited about it, because I only talk about things that are natural. No drugs for me and no drugs for you, at least things that I'm going to talk about. So if you have allergens, if you're like I have allergies to hay and ragweed and stuff on my farm, I get sinusitis, common colds. This will help all of that stuff. The Navage salt pod capsules create a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. Takes just a second to do it. Approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Easy to take. Well, if you go to Navage.com, I can only tell you in 60 seconds a little bit to underscore how easy it is, how healthy it is, how natural it is. But you really do know. You get it. Clean noses mean a healthier life. And so make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Order the Navage, the nasal care system that actually works the natural way. Go to Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always... always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Dr. Talia Young is here from Fishopedia. Well, it's Fishadelphia. I don't know. I kept looking at Fishopedia and thinking, no.
But maybe we should buy the Fishopedia domain too.
I think you should. Actually, it's available, so help yourself. But Fishadelphia.com is where you can go to find out. So, well, I asked you about this playlist. I was trying to figure out what. What I'm looking at some of these, the songs, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, all of these things. So why do you have a focus on music on your website?
Well, we do a number of things with the young people, and part of it is making ourselves contemporary, especially on social media. And this is one of the things that the students thought was really important for us to do, especially in the pandemic, to be able to give people things that they could enjoy and be connected to us with, and the playlists were one of them.
What do you think, what surprised you most when you got into this? This is such a unique, really very narrow, focus on something that is important, granted, but what was your, when you first started working with the youngsters, what were you most surprised that they didn't know about fish?
That's so interesting. I might say in some ways I've been more surprised about what they do know about fish.
Really?
What's been so amazing is that we've been collecting, once we ended up getting a bunch of eel bycatch from some traps, and then we ended up...
Hi! I assume that's your child there in the background. That's cool. Yeah.
And then we ended up selling a bunch of the eels to some of the student families, and then they sent us videos of how they process them.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, right. Like, you know how to process seafood that many of us don't know how to handle. And then it turns out a bunch of the kids joined the club because they like recreational fishing. And I was like, oh, of course. And that they sometimes, go recreationally fish in the Delaware or wherever else. And we had another student join because he loved the environment, and he was vegan.
Really?
Here you are, yes. There are often things that students don't know, right? But it's been also a joy to be thinking about what the students do know and why they're excited about it.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, and by the way, I was talking about the having community-supported agriculture, the CSAs. What about farmers' markets? I'm trying to think of some of the farmers' markets that I've been to and whether or not they had fish. Are you making headway there?
Yeah, we've been starting to sell at farmers' markets, and I think we're going to sell at there's a community market that sells a lot of things, including like prepared food and textiles and a bunch of other stuff. And I think we're also going to try to sell there. So especially because outdoor sales is a good way to go right now.
Yeah. And then the business about the youngsters and what they do, this program has to cost money. How are you getting it funded? Is the city doing it like it was an educational part of the educational system, the school system?
We have a couple of grants from the feds, and then we earn some revenue from our fish sales. But our fish sales revenue covers the cost of our product, but doesn't totally cover our operational costs, and it doesn't cover our educational costs, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we have some grants to do that.
There's a lot of stuff to pick up here, and I can see, people who have a lot of farms around my area have vendors that come in and sell various things like fish, and that's another angle.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Past the hour, the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here for the beginning of our new year. How many of you, this is my time to, as my friend Bob Kay, the producer of this program, says, to opine my thoughts about the issues of the day relating to farmers, family farmers, the farm connection. So most of us have by now received from the U.S. Department of Agriculture their census of agriculture, which is required of us every single year. In fact, because I have two farms, I'm graced with two of these. I'm only going to fill out one of them. And the people actually in the USDA office here in my local area are tuned into this. But because records, it's pretty amazing when you get down to brass tacks, thinking how much the government knows about you and your business. And the more you apply for government aid for your farm, the more information they have about you. Some farmers are funny about this. Some farmers don't want people to know. Some people who aren't farmers don't want people to know. I am forever telling the story about the census taker who came to my farm. It was 2000. And we had our usual census of agriculture, well, the regular census. This is census of agriculture, but they send, you know, around information every 10 years, and you fill out a card and send it in. And so some guy showed up at my doorstep one day and said, hi, I'm Fred, whatever his name was, and I'm from the U.S. government, and I'm here to talk to you about the census, the information that you didn't give us that we need to have. And so I looked at him, And I said, I'm not sure. I filled out the card, my name, my address, my age, and how many children I had or whatever was supposed to, the information is needed on the postcard. So he said, no, the government has a lot more information than they want from you. And I said, why does it, well, the government needs to know. And I said, no, the government doesn't need to know. He said, well, I would like you to help me answer some of these questions. I said, no, I'm not going to help you answer any questions. There's nothing more the government needs to know about me is that this is where I live. That's the address they asked for. That's all they need in the census count to be able to figure out where representation ought to be in Congress. That's why they take the census for the most part. And I'm not giving you any more information. So he kept pressing me, kept asking me for more info. And I said, I'm not going to give you any more information. So he kind of walked away and talking to himself, got in his car and left. But when I see these forms, to go back to the census, the specifics of this particular census that we get every year aimed at agriculture, I think to myself, why is it that the government needs to have us fill out this form? It says in the introductory letter, you are required by law to respond. And they say, if you're not farming or ranching, please reply promptly so we can update our records. Well, what records do they have? And what, in your mind, do you think they need to know? Most of the farmers I know are a pretty independent lot, and they're not real quick to report on things that they don't think is any of the government's business. So if you look at this, as I said, I had two of them. You go through it page by page, understanding why it is that the government says you have to report if you don't own livestock, but you own land, it's used in agriculture. You know, you got to go through. But never mind the forms itself. They send you a four-page document to tell you how to figure the answers to each of these various sections. And as I look at the document, it's what they have, section 30, they have 36 sections in this thing that you would easily spend a couple of hours going through. Yeah, easily. Yeah, if you're going to do it intelligently and honestly. But other than the fact that they want to know how much land you have, what do you rent, what do you own, that sort of stuff, and whether you have woodlands. One of the things, by the way, and I object to this, that's going to come from all of this, is the connection of agriculture to climate change issues, or what they call climate change, global warming, all that stuff. They're trying to bring farmers in. And almost every day when I look at some of the news that comes from the National Farmers Union or comes from the American Farm Bureau Federation, there's something in there that shows that if you're doing any kind of farming at all, legislation on how to control waterways and how to take care of the soil that's being eroded by whatever is going on, so they think, on your farm, is part of the focus of the government. I say there's very little information they're going to get from me on that score. How about you? Questions and answers. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.